I'm John, and tonight I want answers to quick questions. There's no stopping us now because we're live.
I'm AJ Minnick.
I'm John A. Vink.
I'm Keith Statenfield.
I'm Loretta Beavers.
I'm Jennifer Sim. And those stories tonight on John Wants Answers.
John wants answers.
John wants answers.
Give John answers.
Give John answers.
John wants answers.
John wants answers.
Give John answers now.
Check your calendars. This is March 13th, 2025. Then we're live.
Look, it says March 13th, 2025.
That's the day that we're currently in.
It is.
You remind me of someone famous. Who? Who am I thinking of?
Rick Moranis.
Yes, that's it.
People look at me and they say, that's older, less attractive, less talented Rick Moranis is what that is.
My guest tonight needs no introduction.
So I'm not getting one.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Pi Day. Yeah.
Pi Day.
Yeah, those nerds will invent a holiday for anything.
It's a nerd thing. So
it's only a nerd thing in America, though.
Oh, because when would they have it in Europe? Maybe
I don't know.
14.
Like if you're year, 3? Month, day, that doesn't help.
What if you're 1.4? I guess it'd be January 4th. Well, then you got the 3.
That's not pi.
Well, 3.14, but
yeah, you
then
need
it's 1.4.3. Maybe move the 4 over. Can't be
this
done.
Europeans can't be done.
Pi Day.
Yeah. How do they write dates in Canada?
Same as American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not much longer.
Why?
Well, either we're going to invade you and we're going to take away your ability to write dates.
But it's the same date that you guys use.
Yeah, we're not going to let you keep it. We'll make you use some inferior date writing format. Like.
Speaking of Canada, it's Justin Trudeau's last day.
Yeah. Well, no. He's not dying.
Oh, it's the last day of as being prime minister.
Well, this time. But, like, people have been prime minister multiple times.
They have been. I think his father had a gap in the middle.
Yeah,
Pierre Trudeau
was
prime minister for a long time.
And then
he wasn't.
Then he wasn't.
Then for a
then
long
he was.
Time.
Yeah.
No term limits up there.
Yeah, he's taking a break. He's going to...
Might be a long break.
Go visit his family in Cuba.
Okay. You might want to leave the show early tonight because there's a lunar eclipse happening tonight at 8:57 or something.
No, but here it's like at 11:45 at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, in that case, just watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Watch the whole show. We have some old business.
Okay.
Remember Jim Short?
Yeah, I do.
That's him right there. That's Jim Short. He's on my show.
Yeah, he was. He was fun.
He has passed away.
Yeah, it's sad.
I think it was stomach cancer or something.
Wow.
So I looked him up recently because I haven't heard from Jim Short for a while.
Yeah.
Like, what's Jim Short up to?
Yes. And?
So I found his Wikipedia page.
Not a lot.
And it had a end date, which was new to me.
It's unusual.
And I was like, oh, that was weird.
I mean, do you have a Wikipedia page?
I don't think so. Like, this show has a Wikipedia page, but I personally
don't think this show's going to have an end date, though.
No? Why?
I'd like that. Official.
You think Wikipedia is going to die before I will?
No, but like... Maybe it will. Maybe. Like, if you officially issue a press release, John Bont's Answers is over. John has all of the answers. He doesn't need anything more. Then
like,
we could put an end date on John Bont's Answers.
Yeah, it's not something I would say. All right. Well, tonight's episode is Quick Questions.
I told my dozens of followers that they were viewer mail.
Viewer mail.
I mean, even though they're probably not male. They're like, some of them came in on Twitter.
Well,
or Mastodon.
Well,
or
quick questions. These are questions.
They're quick
that
questions.
That are small and quick
yes.
that came in like from the audience. Like,
sure, like audience
through
questions.
The webpage, through johnwantsanswers.com. They
could
have gone there.
Yeah.
They could have gone to our Twitter. They could have emailed me if they know the special email address.
It's not hard to figure out.
It's not, but.
No.
I might take a few guesses. So we have all these.
Isn't it on the website?
Email address, no. But there's a contact page on the website.
That's
generate an email
so professional.
That gets sent to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anyone just emailing me left
and
right.
How much spam do you get from that contact form?
All of it.
Yeah, that's...
All the messages from the contact form are spam.
Yeah, that's been my observation.
But Facebook, I get some good stuff on Facebook.
Okay.
I get stalkers on Twitter. I have to block them. Yeah.
Anyway, I get nothing on Twitter because I'm not really on Twitter anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Our first question, This is from Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters.
I don't think it's the same Barbara Walters we're thinking of.
Probably not. No. I mean, when did it come in?
This came in like 3 weeks ago.
No,
and
not
she's
the
dead.
Same.
She's dead. So
that's
not the
how
same
I knew.
One.
That's yeah. how I knew it was not the same Barbara Walters.
So Barbara Walters asks, "What is a tech bro?"
Oh, good Lord.
What is a tech bro? Am I a tech bro? I worked in tech.
Not really.
And I'm a bro.
Maybe you were a tech bro, but hopefully not.
When would I have been a tech bro?
I mean, your most tech bro-y time probably would have been when you went to Nest before it was acquired by Google.
Okay.
Because it was kind of a weird little startup-y thing, uh-huh. and you were maybe actually accomplishing interesting things, or at least thought you were.
I didn't even think I was.
I mean, tech bros tend to be 20 and 30-something people that okay. are very...
I think I was in my I was 40 already when I joined Nest.
Yeah.
I was in my 30s when I worked in
you know, very, OS. I'm going to say cutting edge, kind of, a lot of tech bros seem to be kind of self-centered. They think they're the bestie engineer they know. And they're out there fighting the system.
That was me in my 20s,
writing
probably.
Writing the code.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Working hard, working late nights.
Yeah.
And bragging about how late I was working.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tech
thing. That's
bro
a big
thing.
Part one, right? Yeah. Big part. Do they have to be rich?
Most of them aren't, so I don't think so. But I mean, they all want to be.
Are they douchebags?
That's a value judgment, but again, some of them are.
If you watch that series, Silicon Valley on HBO.
Yeah, they were almost all tech bros.
They were tech bros?
Or wannabe tech bros.
When did the tech bro word come out? When did it start becoming popular?
I gotta think, not before early 2000s, and really it's right. taken off in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah. Is it Elon Musk? Is he a tech bro?
Well, he's a billionaire. Bad name? I mean, he's a...
Yeah. All right, next. Sissy Spacek, was she an actress?
I think so.
It's probably not the same
one.
Wasn't
she in that movie about the coal miners?
The coal miners?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which one was that? She was.
Probably not the same person. Anyways, she asks.
I doubt it.
What is fentanyl?
Oh, fentanyl. Wow. Oh, that's coal miners. It might be.
It might be?
A lot of people in Kentucky, fentanyl. Like that's like one of the ground zeros for fentanyl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were into meth.
Well, there's a big overlap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fentanyl is a synthetic heroin. Kind of.
Okay.
Opioid.
Uh-huh.
Company invented it. Did a bunch of studies. Studies said this stuff is terribly, terribly addictive.
Uh-huh.
And so they went out to the doctors and said, you can prescribe this. It's not addictive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a huge settlement.
All right.
Which I think is being clawed back.
So some pharmaceutical company invented fentanyl.
Yeah.
And then
the
did like
Sackler
little...
family, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't remember what the pharmaceutical company was called.
They did an oopsie. And now fentanyl is not, can it be prescribed still, or is it like off market?
It can still be prescribed.
Oh, can it be prescribed?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of abuse coming.
A lot of abuse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's terribly addictive, and it's terribly potent. So like if you're the kind of person that needs to smuggle drugs into another company, mm-hmm. country,
yeah,
it helps if it's very tiny.
Yes.
Because you don't need large trucks to smuggle a huge amount
put
of...
Put it up your butt, right?
There are lots of ways to do it. I'm not going to suggest... on television any particular ways, but I would not recommend the up-your-butt approach.
Okay. If it breaks and you're full
fentanyl, I'm just saying, you know, be a mid-50-year-old guy with a briefcase and just walk through customs as if you own the place, and you'd probably be okay.
Okay. I was in Oroville, California. Do you know where that is?
Oroville. There's a dam there.
Damn Oroville.
Oroville Dam. It broke a couple years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I went to the part that wasn't broken, I think.
It wasn't flooded.
I went to a casino to see an NXS cover band.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a lady in the audience missing teeth.
Yeah.
Is that a heroin sign, or is that a fentanyl sign, or is that a...
bad oral hygiene sign? I mean...
Or is it... it's the other thing.
Technically, I'm missing a tooth right now because I had it yanked out by an oral surgeon.
But you had a replacement.
No, I will have a replacement.
Oh.
Like, we got to wait.
But you look like you have all...
Well, it's in the back.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But, I mean, I know, if, you know, people can have bad teeth.
But meth people, they lose their teeth a lot, don't they?
That's one of the, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, not even her.
You didn't have a long conversation with her?
No. I was in the front row going, woo, and she was kind of behind me going, woo. Because it was in excess.
Yeah, that you both could have been on fentanyl then. I mean, that would make a lot of sense. I'm now rethinking everything I know about you, and I'm like slotting it into, what drugs was John on when we did that thing?
Will Smith asks, who is that guy in Cocoon?
Brimley? Wilford Brimley?
Wilford Brimley. Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Surprisingly, he was young when he was in Cocoon. Like, for years after that, there was the, is Wilfley Brimley still alive?
I thought it was a Abe Vigoda was
another one.
Uh-huh.
But Wilford Brimley was another one that was like, how is he still alive? And the answer is, he just looked old when they cast him in the movie.
He played an old character, right?
Yeah, so he was like younger than I am now.
Like, Estelle
when he
Getty
was in Cocoon.
Was like in her 60s. Estelle Getty was the youngest Golden Girl. But she played the oldest Golden Girl.
I don't think she was the youngest one.
I think she was.
I think she was like within 2 or 3 years of her daughter.
Okay.
But yeah, those actors are crazy. I don't want to tell you about the people who are on 21 Jump Street.
They were all in their 30s and they're playing like high school students,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like 14-year-olds.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to hear from Wilford Brimley.
What a coincidence. Not the same one.
Probably not.
I believe Wilford Brimley has passed away.
He has.
It might have been the diabetes.
Diabetes. He asks, what age do I have to be before youngsters are expected to give up their seat for me?
Well,
that's something Wilford Brimley would ask.
I mean, really, you should expect it.
I got gray hair. People looking at me would think I'm old.
Well, you are old.
Especially a teenager. He'd see me, he says, I must be ancient.
Yeah.
I should be sitting down on the bus instead of standing up.
Teenagers don't think that these days.
They don't?
No, not really.
When I was a teenager, I thought that.
Well, it's a different time.
Are you saying
when
that
you were a teenager, you had a future ahead of you.
Yeah.
And if you're a teenager now, you're like, well, maybe I'll make 20 before this world crumbles. So they're like, why should I? I'm going to sit in the bus. Plus, teenagers don't really take the bus. They've got Uber.
They don't take the bus to school?
I don't think so.
I take the bus to school every day.
Yeah, but these days parents drop them off. Like I drive by a school and there's just tons of parents dropping kids off.
And no buses.
And few buses.
When I was younger.
Of course, I'm in elementary school and I'm not sure they bus to elementary schools.
I either walked to school.
Yeah.
Or I had a bus to school. That was it.
Yeah.
And we had to take buses because our schools are far apart. Because we lived in rural Canada.
When I was in kindergarten, I walked to school.
How far?
Like 3 blocks.
3 blocks.
Yeah.
That's easy.
I don't think anyone would let a kindergartner walk to school
today.
Any blocks these days.
Really?
Like you'd live across the street from the school and you'd be like, I'm going to watch you.
Our parents
didn't
care.
One day my mother had to get in the car and drive around and find me because I started to play in a puddle.
And you got very distracted?
Yeah. And it was 36 degrees outside.
I have a similar story. I was playing in a frozen puddle.
Yes.
Known in Canada as ice.
Ice.
And I slipped. And I fell on my arm, and I broke it.
Ouch.
Unknown to me, but I broke it. So I'm walking home very slowly, crying, the whole way.
Yeah.
And my mom finally found me, because I was taking so long to get home.
Yeah.
And she picked me up, and she brought me to the hospital, and I got a cast.
Wow.
And the x-ray technician got mad at me, because I wouldn't bend my arm the very painful way for him to take an x-ray. I'm like, it hurts. I don't give it hurts. Do it anyways.
Yeah. That socialized medicine is terrible.
They don't do that
here? I mean, that would never happen here. You'd... sit at home for a couple weeks hoping it wasn't broken because you couldn't afford to pay for it.
Jay Depp. Do you think that's Johnny Depp?
I doubt
Probably
it.
Probably not.
No.
He asks, who's that? Who was Miss Manners? Remember Miss Manners?
Well, she is. I mean, she's not a was.
Well, it was a person who wasn't actually named like Jennifer Manners. It was
well, I agree with that.
Person
yeah.
no, who she, was playing
she
a
wrote
character.
An advice column.
Yeah.
It was from a magazine, I believe.
Was it
Good Housekeeping? I don't remember.
Oh.
She wrote a...
Dear Abby lady or different?
That wasn't Dear Abby. It wasn't Ann Landers.
Oh.
I mean, they were the advice, newspaper advice column sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then with having a big
feud.
Didn't
like each other.
Yeah, had a big feud.
Yeah.
They should have written to each other saying, I have a feud with my sister.
I have
sister,
a feud with my sister
bitch.
Who also writes an advice column. Any advice? Question mark? Suck it.
That would have been classic.
I mean, Miss Manners had a column for many years. I don't believe she does it anymore. I believe the column still exists.
Because kids don't care what manners anymore. That's a thing.
And she would answer questions of etiquette and a lot of other questions. And she was kind of down to earthy.
We got another message here from Veronica Manners. I wonder if that's Miss Manners.
I don't think it is.
Oh, okay. And she asks, why is it considered bad manners for men to wear hats indoors but not women? I've heard this.
Well, women's hats are often pinned down.
And they're
making them hard to take off.
Also elaborate.
And sometimes they're elaborate and decorative. Whereas I'm a person that's only recently started wearing a hat.
I've never seen you do that.
I said very recently.
I wear a Santa hat. I've seen you do that.
I wear a Santa hat. We went down to San Simeon, mm-hmm. and I bought me one of those little caps you'd see on a chauffeur.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the tiny little front brim that goes to the back.
Right.
And I bought that because as the years go by, I have less and less hair on the back of my head, and I don't want to get sunburned.
And the front of your head you have to worry about. Your back looks
fine. Up here.
Up here,
there's just less and less hair.
There's
every
a
year.
Big spot I
and
see.
And if
here.
It gets sunburned, it just tingles and hurts. So you put a hat on. Keeps your head a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like you used to just have hair. Like I used to have to go to the barber like every 2 months and say, cut off a lot of hair. Because there's too much. And now every 6 months I have to go to the barber and say, cut off the hair, because there's too much. And he says it's not too much.
It's barely. I go like 4 months, I think, and that's because I'm at the 4 months. I'm unkempt.
Yeah, yeah. It's just there's
if
just
someone
a
would
little...
see me, they'd tell the police later on. Oh, he looked disheveled.
Wow.
Remember?
Yeah.
They go. Oh, how did he look in the recent months? Oh, he's
disheveled.
Disheveled.
Yeah, as if he had lost his will to live.
Yeah.
Or his comb, one of those two. I mean, even now it looks a little disheveled.
You think so?
How long has it been?
Three and a half months? I don't know. Maybe 3.5 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Haircut?
Yeah, yeah. Do a little something.
Maybe
you could get a splash of color.
I'd have to start a new life. I have to move away and start a new life.
I don't think so. I think you
can pull
it off.
Everyone would know it's fake because everyone knows.
Well, not a normal haircut. Like a little purple stripe. Maybe a little green mohawk of some sort.
Okay. I'll look into it.
I look forward to it.
All right. We got a message from Scott Forstall.
Wow.
There's a guy named Forstall who ran software at Apple, but it can't be the same guy.
Yeah, he's...
No. He does operas now, or wait, ballets, plays?
Just the
musicals?
One. Just the one musical.
Oh, okay. He asks, how do I share a Wi-Fi password with someone else in my contacts?
I've seen this.
So I once went to a hotel, and it was like a photography group. So we all went to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I got the Wi-Fi password
for
the front desk.
As you did.
Put it in my phone, on my Wi-Fi. Then it says, Bob Johnson.
Would you like to share your Wi-Fi password with Bob Johnson?
And I was like, how the hell did this come up and work? And I said, yes, and he was on the internet.
It's a feature of AirDrop.
So how does that work? Like, what happens behind the scenes?
Well, mumble, Bluetooth beacons.
Okay.
Mumble, certificates associated with your Apple ID, which have hashes.
Okay.
And when your phone and Bob's phone were within Bluetooth range,
mm-hmm.
and Bob's phone needed a Wi-Fi password,
uh-huh.
It could mumble. Here's where it gets a little hazy because it's been a long time since I looked at this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sends out a little ping
to all Bluetooth iPhones
with Bob's phone's certificate hash,
mm-hmm.
and your phone, upon receiving the ping, looks to see if you have a contact in your address book with that same hash, and if you mm-hmm. do. Then, and here again it gets a little hazy, I think it sets up an infrastructure Wi-Fi between your two devices, and then exchanges, Bob would like a password, and your phone gets a dialogue.
Mm-hmm. I was very shocked when I first saw it the first time.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of jarring the first time. It's cool.
And then it pushes them all through iCloud as well.
Okay.
So like if you put your password in your phone, well, if you put your password in, it works best with two phones because they have to have data service.
Mm.
But you know, your second phone will just magically end up in the Wi-Fi that your first phone is on.
Okay.
Because it has the authentication credentials. Even if you never logged in on that second phone. Every once in a while, you should go in and delete all the Wi-Fi networks of the random hotels you've been at.
I have like hundreds. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy list.
But it's cool because one time I went back to the same hotel like years and years later, and it still worked. And I was like, oh, that's cool. All right, a guy named Newt Gingrich.
Oh,
not the same guy.
It could be.
Now the Speaker of the House.
What's he doing these days?
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
Okay.
His wife is ambassador to Italy.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Oh no. That might have been the last administration.
He asks.
Because I think Kellyanne.
Kellyanne Conway? No.
No. Guilford. Gavin Newsom's former wife is now, I believe, ambassador to Italy.
Was that former wife?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were married.
Oh.
Now they're not married.
Yeah, they certainly are.
And then she was dating Don Jr. That was a flip.
Is that still going on, or is that over?
No, that's apparently Don Jr. wanted to date somebody else, so he got his dad to make his girlfriend ambassador to Italy, so she'd have to move to Italy.
Oh.
Might be Greece.
Okay. So Newt Gingrich asks.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to be an ambassador to a couple countries.
When will a law suffice, and when will a constitution amendment be needed? I think Newt Gingrich should have known this answer.
He should have. Yeah, that's how we know it's not the same one.
Okay. So when do you need a law, and when do you need to amend the constitution?
Well, the Constitution sets out what is permissible and what is not permittable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do something the Constitution says isn't permittable, then you have to amend the Constitution to say, now this is permittable.
When they banned alcohol,
yes.
Was there something in the previous Constitution that said alcohol was allowed?
Well, there's this catch-all Ninth Amendment.
Okay.
Which says those powers not enumerated here are reserved to the states and the people.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol had mostly been a state issue. States had alcohol boards that prescribed when you could sell it, under what mm-hmm. conditions, et cetera, et cetera. When they passed the original amendment to the federal constitution prohibiting alcohol.
Uh-huh. Which one is that?
27?
Okay.
Late 20s? suddenly it was not legal to sell or manufacture alcohol except under certain very strict requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in place for a couple years.
And they decided, oh, bad
until
idea.
Everyone went, well, that was a bad idea. And then they passed an amendment that said that previous amendment
never mind.
Is rescinded.
Okay. All right, what do you have next here? So Darcy Samulak, that's the name of my grade 10 PE teacher.
Wow, that is her then.
That can't be, oh, it's a guy.
It can be. Well, like, it can be him then.
Really? Well, okay.
Well, I mean.
Well, let's see here.
How old was Darcy Samulak?
When I was in grade 10, he's probably, you know, 25, I guess. I don't know.
No, yeah, so it could still be him.
Could still be him. Could
like, if you'd said he was 60.
If he was 60 back then, yeah, he'd be
I'd be like, no, I don't think it's him.
All right. You know, I am. Okay. What does it mean to like the cut of someone's jib?
I just like their appearance and their attitude.
Like, I remember when Homer Simpson was on a boat.
Yes.
The captain said, I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get peas that were rolling off the table. Yeah. But he sounded like he wanted peace.
Oh.
But sometimes you need a knife. Sometimes you need a knife to get peace, you say, because he's using a knife to actually get the peas. So, yeah. But I remember it was a sailing term.
What season of The Simpsons was that?
I couldn't tell you. Like, between 10 and 15?
Okay. Because, I mean, they were really good for the first couple of years. And I have not watched The Simpsons very much at all lately, but it doesn't seem as good.
It's like 30 years
old.
It's
a little repetitive.
How do you know if you haven't seen it?
Well, I occasionally catch it. Just not a regular viewer.
Oh. So it means you like their style. But what does a jib mean anyways?
I think a jib is the thing at the front of the boat that...
Yeah. In the cut?
Divides the water into two halves as the boat goes through it. But I'm not a nautical guy, so...
So you're just making stuff up now.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Peter Navarro, do you know him?
I do. I met him.
Who is he? Peter Navarro.
He's the economic advisor to the president, and now he's something else to the president. He went to jail for lying to Congress.
How come you know?
He went to jail for not lying to Congress.
Not lying to Congress. Well, that seems like...
By not talking to Congress at all.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a good question he has then. What does it mean to tell tales out of school?
Well, I have no idea. That's one of them Ivy League things, probably.
Really?
I think it's gossip. Isn't it gossip?
Like maybe it's like you're telling someone something about someone else, and then you weren't sure if that was supposed to be
gossip?
Private.
Sure.
Like you knew skinny dipping, you know, every Tuesday at your, you know, at your complex.
Yeah.
Is that something I should not tell everybody else? Was I telling tales out of school by saying?
I have no idea. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's not very useful.
I think it's gossiping. But yeah, it could be more. It could be more specific than that. We could ask ChatGPT.
Well, so it could be ChatGPT.
Really?
Guys,
like I could get my every fourth Thursday back?
Maybe. Okay, so Jim Gaffigan, he's a comedian.
He is.
Probably not the same guy.
I doubt it.
He asks, what are compression socks?
Oh, they're just socks with elastic.
Are they socks? They're just tight?
Squeeze your feet. Squeeze your feet and your ankles.
Why would I want my feet squeezed?
As you get older, and I mean now, as you're old.
As I'm old now.
Circulation is not as great.
Uh-huh.
So compression socks will, squeeze your feet.
You have to,
keep
squeeze
water
it like
from
this?
Pooling up.
Or squeeze it like
just
this?
No, it's just a constant squeeze.
Okay.
Like, they're not automated. Like, there's no motor in the compression socks.
No.
But, you know, they keep your feet from swelling up because of gravity and water, which is bad for your feet.
Oh. So I should look into getting some soon?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Yeah, ask your barber about them.
My barber? Who I am?
He probably knows. He's probably a feet guy.
We had a message from Sheryl Crow. She's a musician. Remember her?
I do.
All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one.
Yeah, that was her.
She's big in the 90s.
Yeah.
She asks, what does it mean to eat crow? Oh, that's funny coming from Sheryl Crow.
That's probably why she wanted to know. I think it's like eating crow is like admitting you're humiliated or embarrassed. Like, you know, when you've done something embarrassing and then you have to fess up.
Something you do quite a bit.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Story of my life. Especially every fourth Thursday.
That's right. Okay.
Are we almost at the end?
John Kennedy, probably not the president. He's probably dead.
No, he's dead. He says he's not. Everyone says he's not.
Oh, really?
He faked his death.
Okay.
And he's been controlling the world.
He asks, why is the only known Noel the grassy one in Dallas? So we always hear about the grassy knoll.
And it's not the only known one. Like, there was a knoll in The Hobbit.
What is a knoll, anyway?
It's like a low hill with a very easy hill. Not hill. Not big enough to be a hill.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of like it's like a knoll. You know, a hillet.
A mini hill?
Low rise, you can kind of comfortably walk around it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I bet just some journalist was writing about the JFK assassination.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, where do we think the gunman was?
Mm-hmm.
He was on that hill over there. And his editor went, hill? How high was it?
Uh-huh.
He's like, it's like 12 feet up.
12 feet?
The editor's like, that's not a hill, that's a knoll. And then that was just a curious word. And then we were just stuck with grassy knoll for the rest of our lives.
Well, we have so many more of these questions from viewers. I'm sorry we didn't get to the rest of them.
Okay, I'm terribly sorry, people. If you had sent a question in and it didn't get answered, just
go to the website.
Rest assured, it'll be there.